Stepping through the doorway was like being dropped into a tornado. Even with his vampire sight and hearing, Akram couldn't make any sense of the sounds and shapes that enfolded him. After a few minutes of total chaos, they settled slowly back down into form, like a crumpled piece of saran wrap being stretched taut again. He first became aware of the cold and white specks drifting down to land on his face. Snowflakes. Rather than melt as they would have on the skin of a human, they rested there on the cool surface of his cheeks. So close to his eyes, he could even make out their delicate, unique patterns with his vampire vision. Further in the distance was the rugged mountain landscape of the Austrian Alps. He glanced behind him, and yes, there they were. The craggy twin tops of the jagged pass he'd emerged from, as though they'd been pulled directly from his memory. He'd escaped from the pass just as an avalanche had fallen in, trapping the ones who'd been hunting him. This was the exact moment that he'd finished descending to the tree line of the vast forest and caught sight of a house. Her house. He ignored the knee-deep snow he stood in and looked in the direction he knew it would be. Cheery yellow light shone from the windows of the modest two-story Austrian chalet. The first story had been painted white, and the second story was coated with wooden timbers. The windows had brown wooden shutters, and the peaked roof was laden with snow. Smoke drifted upwards in lazy wisps from the chimney. The winter winds scraped his cheeks as he stared at it in disbelief. But then that washed away as the scent and feel of the familiar scene impacted him. He slogged forward in the snow. As he went, he bent down and grasped handfuls of it to feel the rough coolness on his fingers. He sniffed at the wind and inhaled the scents of nature. They had done it. As doubtful as he had been of Chinsun and Itembe, they had actually done it. He was in the exact moment of his history where he'd had his unexpected reunion with Angelica. Prior to this moment, he'd gotten separated from his friend, Serapis, the vampire who'd passed eternal life onto him. They'd unfortunately tried to feed in an area that was already claimed. The resident vampires had chased them out, attacking with such ferocity that they'd been forced to split up. Akram had gotten lost in the wilderness, and as he fled for his life, ended up crossing the mountains. He drew closer to the front door of the house, appreciating the charm of its construction once again. But not just its construction. The magic of his actually being here, standing before it. Just as Itembe had said, everything was exactly as he remembered, down to the finest detail. It was amazing. The family name, Meitner, was painted in cursive over the top of the door, and a stack of logs was piled against the left side of the house. His lips curved up in a rusty smile, the unfamiliar motion reminding him how long it had been since he'd felt truly happy. Just as he had so long ago, he lifted a fist as though in a daze and knocked on the door. He had no idea what he had expected. Not the real Angelica, certainly. Some kind of actress, perhaps. But emotion overwhelmed him when the door opened. There she stood. Flesh and blood, wearing a brown woolen dress and a green shawl wrapped around her shoulders. Her scent reached his nostrils. From its unique richness, he concluded that this was no imitation. By some miracle, it really was her. The backs of his eyes prickled, and he knew that if vampires could cry, tears of joy would be streaming down his cheeks. He stared in disbelief and wonder at the woman who'd captured his heart years ago. By the standards of the modern world, she would not be considered a great beauty. She was full-figured, and her brown hair was more frizzy than it was curly. But he preferred her lush curves to the stick slimness that had become fashionable over time.